What the teacher should be. In the choice of a teacher for the children, great care should be shown. Church school teachers should be men and women who have a humble estimate of themselves, who are not filled with vain conceit. They should be faithful workers, filled with the true missionary spirit, workers who have learned to put their trust in God and to labor in His name. They should possess the attributes of Christ's character, patience, kindness, mercy, and love, and into the daily experience they should bring the Savior's righteousness and peace. Then, working with fragrant influence, they will give evidence of what grace can do through human agents who make God their trust. Let every church school established be conducted with such order that Christ can honor the schoolroom with His presence. The Master will accept no cheap, shoddy service. Let teachers be learners, putting the whole mind to the task of learning how to do efficient service. They should ever carry a burden for souls, not that they themselves can save souls, but as God's helping hand they have the privilege of winning their pupils to Christ. Teachers, let there be no folly in your conversation. In the schools you undertake to conduct, set a proper example before the children by each morning presenting them to God in prayer. Then look to Him for strength every hour and believe that He is helping you. As you do this, you will gain the affection of the children. It is not such hard work to manage children, thank God. We have a helper, one infinitely stronger than we are. Oh, I am so thankful that we do not have to depend upon ourselves, but upon strength from above. If your life is hid with Christ in God, a divine helper will stand beside you, and you will be one with the Savior and one with those you are teaching. Never exalt self, exalt Christ, glorify Him, honor Him before the world. Say, I stand under the bloodstained banner of Prince Emmanuel. I am wholly on the Lord's side. Show sympathy and tenderness in dealing with your pupils. Reveal the love of God. Let the words you speak be kind and encouraging. Then as you work for your students, what a transformation will be wrought in the characters of those who have not been properly trained in the home. The Lord can make even youthful teachers channels for the revealing of His grace, if they will consecrate themselves to Him.